Palestinian filmmaker Hani Abu Asad among 300 calling for boycott of Israeli movies at Venice Film Festival. By David Ng on September 3, 2024. More than 300 directors and actors, including Paradise Now filmmaker Hani Abu Asad, are calling for a boycott of Israeli movies playing at this year's Venice International Film Festival in Italy, claiming the movies engage in the so-called art washing of apartheid, occupation, and now genocide. While the petition accuses Israel of a host of offenses, it makes no reference to the October 7 Hamas terrorist attack, which sparked the larger Gaza war, nor does it reference the Hamas terrorist organization in any way. The two Israeli films at the center of the boycott campaign are Amos Gitai's Why War and Danny Rosenberg's Hebrew-language Al-Kladim Bi'Anashim, Of Dogs and Men. The latter title explicitly addresses the October 7 Hamas terrorist attack and was shot during the early days of the current Gaza war. Like Of Dogs and Men, Why War was created by complicit Israeli production companies that contribute to apartheid, occupation, and now genocide through their silence or active participation in art washing. The letter, published by a group called Artists for Palestine Italia, states: "The festival itself has remained silent about Israel's atrocities against the Palestinian people. This silence outrages us deeply." Taking a page from postmodern decolonization studies, the letter condemns Israel for its crimes and system of colonial oppression against Palestinians. The letter concludes, "Art washing Israel's genocide in Gaza on the international cultural stage, including film festivals, is profoundly immoral." Palestinian filmmaker Hani Abu Asad is among the most prominent signatories. His movies Paradise Now and Omar both received Academy Award nominations for foreign language film. Festival head Alberto Barbera said he has no plans to withdraw the two Israeli movies from this year's festival, which is currently underway. "I understand filmmakers signing a petition in support of Palestinians in the awful, painful position of the population there, especially the children. It's hard to even think about it. What Netanyahu is doing in Gaza is a war crime, and so was October 7th," he told Deadline. "But we would never withdraw a film on ideological grounds." The films that were asked to be withdrawn by the 300 filmmakers are not anti-Palestinian films in any way, quite the opposite. Israeli filmmaker Amos Gitai defended his movie during a press conference last week at the festival, saying it had not received any state funding. "The film is not actually focused on Israel-Palestine, although they love always to think that they are the center of the world," he reportedly said. "There is no center of the world. The planet is round. It's a very important conflict, but they are not the only one on the planet," he said. Follow David Ng on Twitter @ @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.